People. Now listen to the article on Bruno Mars.
The Nostalgic Pop King.
With a catchy new album, Bruno Mars is the man of the moment. But everything about Bruno is from another era.
1990s nostalgia. Bruno is influenced by the music of the 1990s. That was my childhood. That's when I fell in love with music, he says. He studied the big stars of the time, for example, Michael Jackson and Prince, and tried to copy them. He also started to dance. Bruno grew up in Hawaii, USA, where people danced a lot. You had to know how to dance, he says. It was cool to dance.
Real music. Bruno doesn't compose songs on a computer. He uses real instruments. If I'm not touching the guitar or touching the drum machine or playing the piano, the song just won't come out, he says. Not many young musicians work this way, but Bruno is from a musical family. He started performing in the family band when he was 4 years old. He has funk, soul, and pop in his blood.
No photos. Bruno hates people taking photos and videos at his concerts. A wall of cameras disturbs him. I can't see no faces. I don't know if you're smiling, he says. Bruno wants to give a good performance and wants his fans to put their phones away and just enjoy the show. He doesn't like social media like Twitter or Instagram either.
Albums are cool. Today, people listen to singles, but Bruno likes to make albums. He hopes people will buy the CD of his latest album, 24K Magic, whose cover looks like a record. He wants people to listen to the album from beginning to end. Fans might do as Bruno hopes. The album has only 9 songs and lasts just 35 minutes.
Disco King. Bruno loves the disco sound from the 1970s. He wants to make the sort of catchy music that makes people dance. His bright, colourful clothes have a disco look too. At the moment, he is dressing in silk shirts and shorts with lots of jewellery. But even when he dresses more like a rapper, the example when he performed at the Super Bowl last year in a sleek black suit, Bruno looks original.